This is Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from Mexico City, where there's a sigh of relief today after President Trump announced that he won't terminate NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, at least not before trying to renegotiate it with Mexico and Canada. Meanwhile, Trump's push for funding the border wall is at an impasse as Congress moves forward with a wall-free short-term spending plan to keep the government funded. So how is all this playing here in Mexico? Joining us now in the studio is Rodrigo Cervantes, Mexico City Bureau Chief for KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Hi, Rodrigo.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we're also joined by Carlos Puig, who is host of a news program on Milenio TV and a columnist for Milenio Diario. Carlos, welcome to you.
Great to be here.
Well, and let me start with NAFTA, which for months President Trump has been calling the single worst trade deal. Yesterday, he said there were pleasant and productive phone calls with the Canadian Prime Minister and the Mexican President. How does Mexico feel about NAFTA and Trump's move to renegotiate, if not get rid of it altogether?
I mean, let me put it this way. If this is the way you negotiate, which is you leak in the morning that you're about to send the notification of ending NAFTA, peso goes down 50, 60 cents yesterday. Then at 9 you say, hey, I called these guys, no, and I told them, okay, let's negotiate. And then you tweet this morning, today, you tweet, I talked to them, I told them I'm willing to renegotiate, but if I don't like that negotiation, I'm canceling it. I don't know if this is the art of the deal. What I know, this is the deal that is going to drive us crazy, and this is not good for Mexico.
Let's talk about what it means for Mexico. How important is NAFTA, Rodrigo, to Mexico?
Well, Mexico depends a lot on trade with the United States. In fact, one of the problems that the Mexican economy is facing is its dependency to the American economy. So approximately 80% of the products that are coming from Mexico go to the American market. That's why there's like this huge concern in the Mexican economy on how NAFTA could affect the deal.
What about the border wall? That has been in the news again this week. It looks like the Congress is not going to fund it right now anyway. Trump still sounds like he wants to have the border wall built at some point. But how do Mexicans feel about that wall?
Well, I think Mexicans feel clearly that this is a hostile announcement, a hostile intention, then this is an attack on Mexicans, that what we need is a more dynamic, better built, with more infrastructure border between the two countries. And actually, the places where we have that work much better and produce much better results for both sides of the border. So, but at the same time, we knew before Trump knew it that that was going to be difficult. And it's not only because of the money. There are a lot of logistical problems. There are a lot of legal problems to build, for instance, in Texas, because actually there's private property exactly
right
in the land between Mexico and
right,
the
golf courses and houses could be cut in half.
Exactly, no. Right. So I think it's more than the money, which has the wall stopped right now. But clearly, that wall is one of the reasons why if you say Trump here in Mexico, you're not going to
people
have
don't, a good time. I have not found a Trump supporter yet in Mexico.
Exactly.
Do you think, though, that the wall will actually ever be built?
Well, that's a big question, right? And like Carlos was mentioning, I think that one of the key words in the Trump administration has been hostility. There's this perception in Mexico about this hostile rhetorics. You can see it with NAFTA. You can see it with the wall. You can see it even since the campaign days, right, when Donald Trump started to use terms such as rapist to qualify Mexicans. So when you get like this rhetoric that's like combined, you get this idea or this notion that I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to stop having like trade agreements with you. But then the actions started to change after a few days that he's in power. That's when it becomes confusing also for the Mexican government and the Mexican population.
And if I may say something, I think that the big problem for the wall is that the promise goes with and Mexico is going to pay with for the wall, which if it gets built, Donald Trump is going to find a way for Mexicans, not Mexico, to pay for the wall. And actually in campaign, he put out a memo which say, okay, so I'm going to start taxing all the money that comes from Mexicans in the U.S. to Mexico. Or what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a special tax in export imports.
Or I'm going to raise visa fees
or I'm going to
have
visa
a border
fees.
Tax.
So the problem is that if it gets built, he's going to find a way to make Mexicans pay for the wall, which be, again, a hostile attitude.
Rodrigo, illegal immigration to the U.S. from Mexico has slowed way down recently. Is that a sign that people are scared of what's happening, or that the Mexican economy is just doing better, and so people don't feel the need as much to go to the U.S. for jobs?
What we know so far is that there has definitely been some reactions from people who were planning to migrate to the United States, or even from immigrants that are already in the United States. As soon as the elections happened in the United States, the Mexican consulate started to prepare, waiting probably for an exodus of people who would come back to Mexico. And you're also seeing like interesting patterns, not only with undocumented immigrants, but also with people who probably a year or 2 years ago were planning to go to study abroad to the United States, or they were planning to go and invest in the United States. And now a lot of these people are thinking it twice because of the situation and because of this state of instability where nobody really knows where this relationship is going to be.
You've got an election coming up next year, a presidential election in Mexico. What is likely to happen there, and what will it mean for the relationship with the United States?
Well, the government is already very concerned about what's the impact of these elections on the relationship with the United States. The Peña Nieto administration is already trying to push every single negotiation with the United States so that the elections are not in the middle. So there's a huge concern of what's going to happen with NAFTA, for instance. There's huge concern on how the immigration relationship is going to be. And of course, there's also some concern of who is going to win in those elections and how will the relationship with the United States nowadays will affect the results.
I think there's going to be a big impact of what happens in the election. I don't know what that impact is going to be. That's difficult to say. But there will be an impact because we're going to be in the middle of new NAFTA negotiations. And let me just end with this one, which is if this tax reform goes forward, if Donald Trump's tax reform goes forward, it's going to be a huge blow for the Mexican economy.
Why would the tax reform be a huge part
of
the Mexican economy?
Imagine you are a company that pays in Mexico 35% of
corporate
tax. But we have free investment right now, free trade with the U.S., and then just on the other side of the border, you're going to pay 15%. Where are you going to locate your company? Hmm. Where are you going to locate the headquarters of your company? Because trade exists. Until NAFTA keeps going, you can take the money there and keep trading. Mm-hmm. So that competition is going to be horrible for the Mexican economy if the tax plan goes ahead.
And that is precisely also why the Mexican government right now is trying to strengthen its relationships with other countries. You can see how the Mexican government is now having stronger negotiations with Argentina, with the European Union. And it is precisely because they're looking for these new partners in case that the relationship, the trade relationship, becomes so complicated with the United States that you just need like new partners, right?
Let me ask you both, finally, what is the one thing that you want Americans to know about Mexico, Rodrigo?
Well, most of us don't eat hard tacos, probably. I think that it would be good to keep like a conversation going between both countries. At the end of the day, the United States and Mexico have a history, hundreds of years of mutual influence, right? And right now, it is a very critical moment where things are changing, but there are also some other things that still connect us in so many ways.
I mean, I would say I lived for 12 years on and off in the U.S. in the last 25 years of my life. And I would say, I mean, trust what you were doing. Trust your instincts. That's what I would say to people listening to us, because people know people are people, and people talk to them every day and work with Mexicans or with Salvadorians or with Cubans or with Russians. Just keep going. Don't listen to these guys that just go crazy and start telling that every Mexican is, I don't know, whatever.
Is what?
Well, what Trump says, rapists, criminals, illegals, no? Blah, blah, blah. No? So don't listen too much to Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, and don't read Breitbart, and everything is going to be okay for you.
Okay. That's Carlos Puig, who is a host of a talk show here on Millennial TV and columnist for Millennial Diario, and Rodrigo Cervantes, Mexico City Bureau Chief for KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And Rodrigo has been our guide and translator here for the past week in Mexico City, so thank you for that. We couldn't have done these shows without you. We also want to thank our friends at Concepto Radial on the campus of Tech de Monterrey, where we've been broadcasting. Cuthberto Garces has been helping us here in the studio, and thanks also to Veronica Orihuela. Mark Moran from KJZZ, NPR's Carrie Khan, and Paul Vikas at Here and Now, and of course, Peter O'Dowd. Thanks all. You're listening to Here and Now.